This week in West Virginia history, geologist I.C. White died on November 25, 1927, at the age of 79. During his lifetime, he revolutionized the use of geology to uncover oil and gas reserves. In 1867, the Monongalia County native was one of the first six students to enroll in what would become West Virginia University. He later published an article suggesting that the folds in rock formations known as anticlines could predict the locations of oil and gas deposits. Based on his anticlinal theory, he amassed a modest fortune as a consultant for oil and gas developers in the Midwest. He also published works on the geology of coal in Appalachia. In 1897, he was appointed West Virginia's first state geologist, a position he held until his death. In this role, he helped map the state's natural resources. Although he often worked for oil and gas companies, he was an advocate for conservation and coal mine safety. As a side business, White was a real estate developer in Morgantown. Much of WVU's downtown campus is located on property he once owned. White also helped raise funds for the original Mountaineer Field. For more information on I.C. White, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.